Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Saturday of the 33rd week in Ordinary Time. And from the United States, you have me, your host, Father Scott Steinkirchner, with a preaching I'm calling God of the Living. The reading is from the Gospel of Luke. Some Sadducees, those who say there is no resurrection, came to Jesus and asked him a question. Teacher, Moses wrote for us that if a man's brother dies, leaving a wife but no children, the man shall marry the widow and raise up children for his brother. Now, there were seven brothers. The first married and died childless. Then the second and the third married her, and so in the same way, all seven died childless. Finally, the woman also died. In the resurrection, therefore, whose wife will the woman be? For the seven had married her. Jesus said to them, those who belong to this age marry and are given in marriage, but those who are considered worthy of a place in that age and in the resurrection from the dead neither marry nor are given in marriage. Indeed, they cannot die anymore, because they are like angels and are children of God, being children of the resurrection. And the fact that the dead are raised, Moses himself showed in the story about the bush, where he speaks of the Lord as the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. Now, he is God not of the dead, but of the living. For to him, all of them are alive. Then some of the scribes answered, Teacher, you have spoken well. For they no longer dared to ask him another question. Thus ends the reading. Of course, this reading is about heaven and the reality of the resurrection and how life there will be so different. But also, I want to say a little small aspect of this reading, so much more alive. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob are alive with God. The people in the resurrection, who we think of as dead to us, are even more alive. That's what heaven does for us, this new life, this eternal life. But even now, what I want to say is that breaking into our world? Are people who believe more alive now? Or if people look at Mass on Sunday, do they see, ooh, is this the God of the dead or the God of the living? 'Tis a fair question, right? Does your faith make you more alive? Does it bring life to your community? If not, something to look at. God bless you today.